Good morning, everyone. For all those who might not know, my name is Raymond. You have got to take the good with the bad, smile with the sad, love what you have got, and remember what you had. Always forgive, but never forget. Learn from mistakes, but never regret. People change, things go wrong, but remember, life goes on. This is one quote that inspires me and motivates me to be thankful in all circumstances. And this is what we're going to learn together today, on how to be thankful to God in difficult times, in every circumstance, to be thankful and grateful to God. Let's pray. Open our ears, O Lord, to hear your word and know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our wills, that we may serve you today, now, and always. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the Bible tells us on how Abraham gives thanks with a grateful heart. Let's remember the story of Abraham rescuing his nephew Lot. Lot lived in the city of Sodom. There was a battle amongst the kings, and in the process, the king of Sodom lost the battle. And the people of Sodom, along with Lot, were taken captive along with the best possessions of the town. Abraham heard about it and took 318 men to set them free. As Abraham returns, now I'm not going to go into this story in detail. If you want, you could read it in Genesis chapter 14. As Abraham returns, Melchizedek, a priest, pronounces a blessing upon Abraham. In gratitude, Abraham gives Melchizedek 1/10 of all the returned goods. This is not a little amount. And this is also the first tithe recorded in scriptures. Now we will notice something really important. Abraham's tithe to Melchizedek was before the law was even established. This means there was no law to compel Abraham or told Abraham to do it. He did it voluntarily. He did it out of gratitude for a blessing a priest pronounced upon him. And the story does not finish here. The king of Sodom is so grateful to have his people back that he says, "Let me have the people and you take the possessions you recovered." Here's another gift given in gratitude. Abraham humbly denies the gift because he knew it wasn't right to get rich from the possessions that belong to others. Abraham refused the gift because he knew the blessing of God by a priest to be a greater value than any worldly possessions. In another part of scriptures, the New Testament, my brothers and sisters in Christ, giving thanks when it's hard to do so, it what turns resentment into peaceful gratitude. Could we do it if we knew this was our last Thanksgiving? The greatest story, the biggest story in history about giving thanks is at the Last Supper. Matthew chapter 26, verses 20 to 29 tells us Jesus is reclining at the table, eating his last meal with his closest friends. Only Jesus knew what was about to happen in the next gruesome hours. Hours that would find him alone and in much pain. This very night, Jesus would cry out in agony that few have ever experienced. He would plead with his Father 3 times. To let it pass. Remember what Jesus said. He said, "Father, let this cup pass from me. Not my will, but your will be done." But each time, he submits to the will of the Father. Jesus puts his own agony aside, and he takes his bread, breaks it, and gives thanks, and shares it with them. And then Jesus takes his cup and raises it towards heaven and gives thanks. Jesus set aside his own panic that he was about to die, and he gives thanks. My brothers and sisters in Christ, if we can give even a gift of bread and offer thanks to God when it's hard to, the God of all grace will supply us with the strength to see us through any difficult situation. These are the kinds of sacrifices that pleases God. It starts with the fruit of our lips in giving thanks, and then it's followed by doing good and sharing with others. And when we do it, when it's hard to do so, it captures the attention of others and changes their life in a significant manner. God's blessing is for those who can quietly trust the Lord in their life, even in giving something as a piece of bread, a smile when it's all that we have. Now we might think, this is Abraham and Jesus giving thanks in all circumstances, and that's what they're expected to do. But remember, these are examples set for us in the Bible to follow. He has given us the choice to be thankful or to be thankless. It's our choice. We can be thankful from our lips, or we could be thankful from our heart. And if we are thankful from our heart, then our words should reflect our actions. It all depends on our mindset. At times, we as human might notice 100 of good things going around us or happening around us to be thankful about. But we still find that one thing to pick on and let that overtake all the good things around us, and then we start to resist. We start to get negative. And most probably, it's beyond our understanding. And this is what changes our mindset. And we tend to become thankless, forgetting to be thankful to God for the other 100 things. If we look around and see there are quite a few empty chairs around us, are we thankful to God for these empty chairs? Should we be thankful to God for these empty chairs? I think yes. Because God is providing each one of us an opportunity to reach out, to spread the good news, to make disciples, to fill up this place. We can't leave it on just one person. We all have to play our role. But God is providing us the opportunity to go out there, to spread his news, to spread the love of Jesus. It's all in the mindset on how we think, see things. That's really important, and that's what really matters. My brothers and sisters, we need to be thankful in all circumstances. We can thank him for refining and preparing us for something greater, something bigger during difficult times. It is how we see every situation that matters. But even in difficult times, he's refining us. He's preparing us. We might think, Raymond, all you're saying is to be thankful and trust God in all circumstances. Just as Saju mentioned earlier about Rachel not ill, about Steve's dad. And I agree, if anyone's thinking it's difficult to be thankful and trust God in difficult times, I absolutely agree. But what do we do? Do we turn away from our God? Or do we put more trust and be more thankful for the other things that he's given us? What should we do? I want to share with you my testimony. I was 4 years old when I lost my mom due to a serious illness that was diagnosed at a very late stage. Now you tell me, what was my fault that at the age of 4, I lost my mom? Could anyone explain it out here? We don't have an answer. We might never have an answer for this. What was my fault? How could I have been thankful to a God who took away my mother at that early age? I was deprived of my mother's love day in and day out for the rest of my life. I was deprived of my mother's care, her affection, her cuddles that mean the most to the child when they need it the most. What should I have done? How could I have been thankful to God who took away the world from me? Should I have turned away from my God at that time for taking away my mother and ruined my today and tomorrow over yesterday? Or should I have been thankful for all he had given me instead and put my trust in him to be the driving force in my life? I was at the crossroads of my life. And I said to him, Father, your will for taking away my mother, for depriving me of my mother's love, for depriving me of my mother's cuddles, Father, you bear my burden. You will provide all my needs. I wholeheartedly gave all my thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ for all that he had given me, and I asked him to be my guide. This is my biggest testimony, my brothers and sisters. I give all my thanks to my Lord Jesus Christ. And I could proudly say, he has never ever let me down. He has never ever forsaken me. Everything I've put my hand into, he has blessed me. He has blessed me with a lovely father, a brother, a sister, a lovely wife, a lovely kid. I have everything to be thankful for. And I encourage you, if you have ever been faced with a situation, or you've ever faced a situation like this, seek the divine guidance. Seek the divine intelligence. Do not rely on your own understanding. Like in any other relationship, we must understand our God. We must be thankful to our God in all circumstances because he has given us more than we deserve. There are many things in our life that we could be thankful for. If I start saying that, we'll be here for days and most probably months because there's such a lot to be thankful to God. But there's just a few things that on that photo that shows, we can be thankful for good health. We can be thankful for our homes, for food, for our family, for our friends, for this fellowship we have together. We can be thankful that he takes control of every difficult situation that faces us. He's always ahead of us. He's above us. He's always there whenever we need him. All we have to do is reach out. If any one of us have been through a similar situation that I have been through, and we have failed to thank God for even small little things, let's do it now. A song would be played in a few moments. Let's reflect on all we have heard at the moment and thank God with a grateful heart. Let's hear this song. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we must know the God we serve. We must know the power in the name of God. We must know the work in the name of God. We must know that He can turn around any situation. He is the God that changes the impossible to a possible. And this is the power of my God. This is the power of your God. This is the power of our God. So, my brothers and sisters, please do remember to give thanks to Him in all circumstances, because He deserves all our praise and thanks. He has given us more than He has taken away. We owe our life to Him. We owe our time to Him. We owe our strength, our energy to Him. And above all, we owe all our thanks to Him and only Him. Let's end with Psalm 136. Let's fill this place with love, thanks, and praise for our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're able to, let's stand, please. If you can please respond by reading the words in white. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To Him who alone does great wonders. Who by His understanding made the heavens. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. Who made the great lights. The sun to govern the day. The moon and stars to govern the night. Give thanks to the God of heaven. God bless us all. Amen.